We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The lights, the sounds, the cameras, the electricity. If you can feel it, hear it, see it, chances are an IBEW electrician built it. The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Excellent training, fantastic benefits in retirement, and zero student loan debt. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
Football fans are passionate, just like John Deere fans. And if you're a John Deere person, the name to know is Shoppus. In football, it's about calling the right plays. The right call for John Deere equipment is Shoppus. Shoppus has the right size track from the compact 1000 series all the way up to the 6000 series with financing available. Shoppus has great prices on lawnmowers and gators too. A John Deere is more affordable than you think. Google Shoppus at S-H-O-P-P-A-S. Shoppus, all things John Deere.
The following is a presentation of the Rice Sports Network.
The Rice Sports Network.
From Learfield, IMG College. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, welcome to Rice Owls Insider, powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider is brought to you by The Parking Spot. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered. Now, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. Did you miss us? I missed y'all. It's presented each week by IBEW Local 716. Our first show for the 2021 portion of our slate. And what a time it's been. I just got back from El Paso, the Rice men splitting their series this past weekend against the UTEP Miners. The Rice women keep rolling along. Basketball intensive show for this opener coming up out of the gate. We'll talk to head coach Scott Pera coming up in a bit. And one of his great players this year has been Max Fiedler. He'll join us on the show. And we'll also have a talk coming up here in just a bit with Athletic Director Joe Carlgaard. A lot to catch up on since the last, 5 weeks since we have talked to the boss man. But Rice basketball up and going. Don't forget, they host Old Dominion. The men do, coming up on Friday, 2 o'clock, Saturday at 1 o'clock. Still no fans just yet, but ESPN Plus does have that webcast. I'll be on the audio side of that on the TuneIn app, riceowls.com. and the Rice Game Day app as well. And the women will be at Old Dominion, 5:30 start time Friday, 3 o'clock on Saturday our time. The Friday game is streamed CUSA TV and Saturday ESPN+. Every show proudly brought to you by IBEW Local 716, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. We kick off the show next with Athletic Director Dr. Joe Gargar coming up next here in our first 2021 edition of Rice Owls Insider here from Learfield IMG College.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Time out. Smart Financial wants you to know that a good banking experience shouldn't feel like you're getting tackled. Since 1934, we have prided ourselves on providing hassle-free services with a game plan that focuses on people, not profits. If you live, work, or go to school at or around Rice University, visit smartcu.org to join our family and become a part of the winning team. Smart Financial, proud sponsor of Rice Athletics, federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider and the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. A lot to get to in our debut 2021 portion of the schedule. Smart Financial's game plan is simple. People before profits. Whether it's saving for retirement, finding your favorite car, buying your dream home, they can help. Text RICE to 276-278 to find out how. Men's basketball coach Scott Pera coming up next segment. And after that, big fella Max Fiedler. But right now, been a month plus since we talked to Dr. Joe Cargard, athletic director here at the Rice University. Joe, how are things? How you been?
Well, you know, it was a restful holiday, but I'm sure like it was for many in our community, a holiday unlike any other. We usually have my in-laws down for Christmas and did not this year. So it was just the five of us and Fleener. But we enjoyed it and made the best of it. I think there's a lot to say grace over. So it was a good holiday. How about you, JP?
Yeah, amen to that, definitely. Good to take a pause, not do too much, but still had that basketball in the brain. But had a few days of R&R. And speaking of the hoop, let's start there. Women's basketball, they're off to a strong 8-1 start. The only loss was, what, by 4 points at number 10 A&M. What have you made from Tina Langley's bunch? And, again, these are things that don't surprise us in that category, but they just keep rolling along.
Yeah, I think on the women's side, everybody's known for a couple of years that we've got a talented group of players and a talented staff. I think they've been tested a little bit this year in that playing those back-to-back days is just new. It's new to everybody. I mean, typically you don't experience that unless you're in one of the preseason tournaments. And then, again, at the conference tournament or postseason tournaments. So I think it's a, it's something that they've had to adapt to. They're probably not as deep as we've been maybe in some previous years. So that's really, I think, caused Coach Langley to maybe play some younger players a little bit more, which, is obviously good in the long run. And so far, so good. I mean, they look fantastic. Their calling card's always been defense, and they've played exceptionally well on that end of the court. And, just really happy that they've been able to get the games in safely.
The men off to a 9-3 start. We had a wild one out in El Paso. Two very contrasting games. I know you know all about how that fun. 3-1 in conference play. And Coach Pera is coming up here in a little bit. What do you make? The transfers have hit. You got a guy like Max Fiedler who's shown that huge promise. Quincy Olivari. I mean, I'm telling you stuff. Obviously, you already know, but just what a job here in replacing a lot of the guys that left, but still a lot of new guys that have hit.
Yeah, I think the team chemistry is just exceptional. Not just among the players, but between the players and the coaching staff, among the coaches. you know, it's just a bunch that seems like they're having a lot of fun. They're growing and learning together. You know, I'm very pleased with the way we've started conference play. You know, I think the way that this team shares the basketball, that outward demonstration of unselfishness is it's going to take them a long way. And I'm just really proud of the way they've rallied. Of course, you know, we have had some transfers out, but we've also had some people come from other institutions that said they wanted to be at Rice, and they've stepped forward and really just done a great job along with the freshmen and the returners that we had from last year's team. So a lot to build off with that particular squad.
Yeah. And you mentioned the scheduling earlier. What have you made so far? Have you heard anything from the coaches? I mean, obviously the wins is what tells the story, but the Friday and Saturday back-to-back scheduling, it's what had to happen with Conference USA to get these games in. What have you made so far of that scheduling?
Yeah, I think, you know, the coaches have probably placed a little more emphasis on fitness and recovery than they normally would on the typical Thursday-Saturday rotation. You know, you also have to really manage minutes well. You've got to pay a lot of attention to how many minutes somebody plays on Friday, because oftentimes they're turning around in less than 24 hours to play the second game. You know, the things we do from a nutrition standpoint and recovery modalities are really important, particularly when you're on the road. And so that's really been the focus of our coaches this year. And I think they've done a good job of it so far, but they're also learning along the way. And, you know, our goal is to play as much of the season, regular season, as we can, and get to the conference tournament in March, the freshest and most well-prepared team in Conference USA. If we can do that on the men's and women's side, I think we have a good chance to do some damage come tournament time.
A couple of fans had asked me on social media, and yes, my massive throng of followers, no, really, that I don't have, but just they're interested in coming back inside Tudor. So I know that is out of your control. We did see fans in football, but do you have any kind of idea what CMAC or crisis management? I think I understand the way this is going, but just what do you think? There'll be fans for basketball and later on for volleyball, heck, even soccer, which we'll touch on in a minute.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, the virus in terms of positive cases, positivity rate in Houston and Harris County, hospitalizations, ICU beds filled, it's all been moving in the wrong direction. And that's been true for the, you know, since basically after Thanksgiving. And so I think what we'll need to see is that plateau and start to taper downward. And once it does, I think we showed for the UAB game that we can have fans in our venues safely. So my hope is that we can get some fans into Tudor. I don't know exactly when that'll be. You know, it's not just out of my control or CMAC's control. It's, you know, it's what are the numbers saying within the city. So if we can get there, I feel pretty good. And then hopefully the vaccine rollout will pick up some steam, and, you know, and we'll be in a safer environment, certainly come springtime, where things will begin to look a little bit more close to normal. Everybody I've talked to as well wants to see their Owls in person, and I appreciate everybody's patience, and hopefully they've been able to get their fill of Rice Owls basketball and football this fall via our digital platforms. But we do want to see them in person, and hopefully we'll be able to make that happen pretty quickly.
In the next couple of weeks, soccer gets underway, and volleyball as well. That schedule was just announced recently. But how unusual is it going to be? It's going to be a jam-packed spring semester all around, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we knew what we were signing up for this fall when we decided to delay all of our sports except football, you know, to the spring. And I guess we did have a conference championship cross country meet, but yeah, it is going to be packed. Now, I'm knocking on wood, you know, hoping that everything goes smoothly here over the next several weeks that gets us to that point where, you know, we've got activities coming out of our ears. You just never know with this thing. It can reverse course. You know, you have to be prepared for the unexpected. I just like to commend our coaches and our student athletes and our staff for the exceptional job that they've done in adhering to all the protocols that Rice has asked them to adhere to keep our community safe and to keep our athletes and our competitors safe as well. It's just a source of great pride for me on how we've conducted our business.
Since we've last talked, football has ended, and now we get into transfer season, but with the blanket waiver, I guess that's a correct term, from the NCAA. I think since we last talked, this came down that players can have that extra year of eligibility. So for lack of a better term, how busy is it going to be? I mean, you want to keep your guys, but also we've already seen some transfers that have come in. So it's kind of this give and take, I suppose. But what do you make of this kind of unusual time of year?
Yeah, you know, it's the sort of thing where you'll have, and this is true basically in all our sports now, everybody's been given another year. You know, it started last spring with all of our spring sport athletes, baseball, track and field, golf, tennis, went into the fall with all those sports being given an extra year. And then, you know, it was extended to winter sport athletes too. And so, you know, as you have these seniors that are graduating, they've got, most Rice seniors who are graduating have options, right? It's one of the reasons you come to Rice. And so sometimes those options are professional in nature, graduate school in nature. Sometimes they involve, you know, staying here, extending your undergraduate degree program, maybe picking up another major, or maybe heading into graduate school here and finishing out your eligibility here. It's really a combination of coaches having those discussions with student athletes about playing time, about what they see for the future and what the student athletes want. And, you know, we want to accommodate as many of those as we can, but some will choose to go elsewhere for various reasons. And we're okay with that, too. You know, I think we're in an era of college athletics where we just have to embrace the notion that transfers are going to be a big part of how Division I athletics is contested. And, you know, we've had some student athletes who've left us, you know, and that's always disappointing for us. The very rare occasions where we want to see them go. But we've also had some folks come in who've really, you know, added to our community, have helped us on the floor or on the field. You know, I think about Nancy Mulkey, you know, who came here from Oklahoma, or Erica and Olivia Gumake, who came here from Pepperdine, or Nicole Iadamarco, who came here from Arizona State. You know, Igor Kulichev. I mean, you can go on and on and on. And right now, Travis Evie and Riley Abercrombie are both starting for us, and they spent last year at different institutions. So my point is that you have to embrace this and figure out how to navigate it. And I think our coaches are rapidly ascending that curve, that learning curve, and figuring out how to do things in a manner that's best for our athletic program.
Also, since the last time we've spoken, there's more of a firm grasp. I was joking with Kirby, director of baseball ops, for those that don't know. He does the scheduling, and I was asking about this just for travel circumstances. Hey, what's happening here? Long story short, we don't really know exactly yet, but it looks like the plan's going to be for 4 games every conference weekend, and it looks like no back-to-backs during midweek games. So speak to, I mean, unusual nature having the 2 7-inning games, the way I read into it for Conference USA baseball play on Saturdays.
Yeah, you know, we redid the schedule in the summer. Everybody was focused on finances at that point. We didn't know how long the pandemic would be with us. And so at that point, we were really figuring out, well, you know, football can't go full throttle. Many of the institutions in the conference would be without a significant amount of revenue. And so how could we think about constructing schedules in ways that could save us all money? And so with the conference baseball schedule, we upended the 30-game schedule, took it down to 24 games, made it more regional in nature. And since that time, a number of other conferences have said, you know what, we're going to go conference only. I think it started with the Big Ten saying that they were going to do it. And now you're seeing other conferences, the SEC, the American, jump in and say, look, we're not going to play out of conference once we start our conference schedule. So that caused us to rethink things. We didn't want our programs to be without the requisite number of games to qualify for the NCAA tournament and be considered for at-large bids. So it looks like we're going to move to those 4-game series. That'll give us 32 conference games. So we'll keep the same 8 series that we had on the schedule, just adding another game to it. To take us from 24 to 32. And we're hoping that that will get as many of the Conference USA baseball programs as close to 56, the full 56 game schedule as we can.
A lot to get to. It'll be a busy spring. We'll hear from them every couple weeks here on Rice House Insider. Oh, yeah. Any new book, podcast recommendations, holiday reading, anything you catch up on?
There's a new guy that he's actually not new. His books have been around for years, but a couple of my folks are my colleagues and folks at other institutions are kind of into Ryan Holiday right now. He's the guy that wrote The Obstacle Is the Way that Eric Spoelstra gave to the Miami Heat several years back when they were trying to win an NBA championship. So that's one. Doing a lot of my DEI reading on Blogging Weekly and, I'm always open to book and podcast recommendations too. So for the viewers of the episode or you, JP, if you've got anything that's, that you want to send my way, please do.
I told Coach Blumgren.
Oh, yeah.
Atomic Habits. You got to read it if you haven't.
I read it this fall. It's fantastic. Oh, yeah. It really breaks down how to form habits into these really small increments. And I think it's a really good book. Interesting. Just a quick note on that. The guy who wrote that book was a baseball player at Denison University. Denison is in the North Coast Athletic Conference, and I used to be the AD at Oberlin College, which is also in the NCAC. So he was playing baseball at Denison when I was the AD at Oberlin.
Wow.
So I probably watched him play. I don't remember. I probably did see him play baseball.
The James Clear, Joe Carlgaard connection.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, thanks a lot. I guess it looks like we're doing these every couple weeks, and look forward to next time. Have a great one, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it, JP.
Dr. Joe Carlgaard of our Rice House. Stay tuned coming up. Talk to head basketball coach Scott Perry here at Rice House Insider from Learfield IMG College.
The Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites is the preferred hotel for anybody visiting the medical center, the museum district, or Rice University. We offer the largest suites in the medical center, complete with full kitchens, and our full-service restaurant and outdoor pool will make your stay complete. We look forward to having you experience the Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites soon. And if you need a group rate or need 10 or more rooms, don't forget to call 713-528-7744. That's 713-528-7744.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
Big trip on the horizon? Before you depart, you gotta park. The Parking Spot is a simpler, easier way to navigate airport parking, and you can save when you book online. You're guaranteed a spot, and we even pick you up at your trunk in our yellow and black spotted shuttles and take you straight to the terminal. Parking and saving come full circle at the Parking Spot. The Parking Spot, proud sponsor of Rice University. Visit theparkingspot.com to reserve your spot today.
You're listening to Rice Owls Insider. Let's rejoin JP Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. Certainly good to be back here in this 2021 portion of the schedule. All ball right now, talking with head coach of our Rice Owls, Scott Parham. One quick word, head on over to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village. Little Woodrow is definitely the place to be. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated with our upcoming events. Little Woodrow's, your local Texas bar and grill. Coach, long time no talk. How are you?
JP, good to see you again. I got to be honest with you. Last night was a Monday night in January. I wasn't used to being home.
Yeah, I guess, heck, last three seasons, heck, before that, with Coach Rhodes, we were always at some kind of some sporting establishment. I know who your team was, but, I mean, do you have any interest in that one? Are you all scouting out ODU? How are you looking at it?
I watched the game. I watched the first half. It went as expected. They can't be stopped. I mean, they're quite an offensive juggernaut. And so by halftime, I was done, and then back to ODU.
So you split the games at UTEP. And for those that don't know, the general format of this is we talk the here and now, but we also talk big picture. And by the way, stay tuned. Next segment, we have Max Fiedler, Owls big man, coming up in a segment. But just your thoughts, and I was looking again to even kind of refresh myself even more about that UTEP series, how in the here and now with that win, Coach, I mean, that was one of the better wins we've had in the last few years. That Saturday night, explained not only the emotion behind it, but just kind of the gravity of getting that W.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with, first of all, you know, how good of a team I think UTEP has. And, you know, those guys are very good. And I said that after the game the other night. I said it before the games, even going in there. They have excellent personnel. Rodney is a terrific coach and does a really good job with them. They had a huge win at Arizona State. I think they're going to be in contention here for a top spot in the league. And for us to go on the road there, especially after the first night, really toughen out a defensive battle. And our kids really believing they could win. And that's a big part of it as well. And they did believe it. And we made the plays, and Quincy hit the two big front ends of the one-on-ones, and just a great team win.
And not only getting that win, but it puts you at the top of the division, I guess, by percentage points and whatnot. UAB is up there too, of course, but just speak to the first four games inside conference, how you got that sweep to start things off against UTSA, and how, I mean, you went 3 out of 4. Any coach, most coaches in America, yeah, I'm sure they would take winning 3 out of their first 4 games in league play.
Obviously, we're happy to win those games. But, you know, like anything else, JP, and, you know, those games are behind us. And, you know, we're concentrating on getting better this week, getting better today at practice, and preparing for a very, very tough, tough Old Dominion team coming in here this weekend. And so, you know, I tend to focus on the present, want to keep our guys in the present. I also want them to stay confident and believe in each other and believe in what we're doing. And I think they do that. And, but again, it just comes down to great preparation and our guys, you know, improving as the season goes on.
Yeah. What were those big improvements that they've made so far? Obviously still a long way to go, but before the year you laid out these goals that you had, but at the same time, I mean, while there's still room to go, what do you think that they have improved on most? Because 9-3 speaks for itself.
Well, for one thing, the one thing they have done, which has been very impressive trying to do this through, you know, the COVID practices and the small groups and all that stuff in the fall, is this team is extremely unselfish and shares the ball. And they're a very good passing team, you know, individually. And so that has been one of the most fun things about them. They seem to love to see each other's successes. They celebrate them. It's definitely a we above me, which it has to be to you know, get where we want to go. Because, you know, when we match up with a lot of these teams in our league, I don't think, you know, if you go down the matchups and talent wise, that we'll win a lot of those. But as a team, and as character, and as we continue to build toughness, I think it gives ourselves a chance. We obviously can shoot the ball pretty well as well, which also helps.
How do you think the team has adjusted? And I guess I kind of know this answer already. The one road trip and the one plane trip the team has been on. I was there with you out to UTEP and back, but just all the COVID protocols, and this is never normal, Coach. But I think as far as things, at least the way I saw it, still kind of on the outside looking in, you've handled it as about as well as can be expected. So speak to that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, that's a credit to the staff, to the training staff, and to the kids, you know. And I think when we, you know, lost that group in the spring for a variety of reasons, and, you know, obviously COVID's mixed in there somewhere as well, and we started assembling a group of guys that we wanted to move forward with, you know, we really, really hammered home and focused on the character. You have to have ability, obviously, to play. But I knew based on my research that the most of them had that. We want to really focus on the character and make sure we were getting Rice guys that care about this place, this degree, and this program. And we've gotten that. Obviously, we can't wait to get back to normal, see people milling around campus and sitting in the stands. But until that happens, we're going to keep our head down and keep doing what we're doing. And hopefully, that's trying to win Friday at 2:00.
Yeah. Have you noticed a difference with playing the earlier start times and versus, I mean, we had the night start times at UTEP, but I know most people's preference, as you and I have joked on other interviews, hey, let's play them early. Let's get them in and let's play some ball, roll them out whenever. But have you noticed a difference with the guys and how the staff kind of acquaint to that?
We can dictate some of our home game times. And so we like playing in the afternoon if there's not going to be fans. So that's what we've done. And so, you know, that we like to have that rest of that day, you know, to start preparing for the next game. And you know, it's nice to wake up, get ready and play. We both have talked about that before, but look, I don't care. I mean, whenever they tell us to play, we'll play. And our job is to make sure our kids will play the best, whatever time the game is.
Let's talk about Travis Evie a little bit. I've on the broadcast, I get very random and I start thinking of things, and I've kind of called him a silent assassin because, well, he doesn't have this huge, loud personality off the court. And the times I've interviewed, he's very engaging and a Rice guy, but just Travis, my gosh, last week, the Conference USA co-player of the week. Just what has Travis added to this program?
Well, he's added a lot, obviously. You know, when he came on the market, you know, he was somebody we targeted right away, especially when I did my homework on the type of family he comes from, the type of young man that he is, the coaches that he played for and what they said about him. And, you know, and he fits our style, you know, perfectly, you know, the way he shoots the ball, the way he handles the ball, and just the person that he is. And so that was a huge, huge, you know, pickup for us. And we saw all that in the preseason. But then when the game started, I think he was pressing a little bit. And I think he felt this responsibility to have to produce. And once he saw that we had a bunch of other weapons and he could just settle in, and I think the second half of that New Orleans game is where it really switched for him, got his confidence back, and he brought that confidence back from Christmas break, that's for sure.
Another guy that's really developed and matured, I don't mind talking about Chris Mullins and how he has really been your best stopper there on the ball, and how you knew, I mean, he made his way defensively coming in, but he seems comfortable, Coach. Just personality-wise, I don't want to speak. Maybe we'll get him on one podcast here soon, but he just seems like he's really grown into a good role for him.
You know, and when you get kids like that to their junior year, JP, you hope that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And Chris has really done that. He has really seen the value of his voice making a difference with the guys. He's seen his leadership making a difference. He understands also he doesn't have to score all the time for us to win. He can some nights score 5 or 7 and some nights score 15 to 20. It just depends on what the defense gives you. Again, Chris's unselfishness, but you hit it on the nail on the head. Chris is one of the best, you know, defenders I've had the pleasure to coach, and we give him a lot of responsibility, and he did a terrific job on a terrific player this past weekend in Sully Boom for UTEP, and he's got another major challenge this weekend in Malik Curry, but he'll be up for it, and we're excited.
Yeah, speak to what Riley Abercrombie has helped you out with, too, because you've only had two lineups, but I mean, the efficiency was still there beforehand, but getting it with Ege Hofsa coming off the bench, and now Riley, you've got that stretchability, but also at the same time, he's got that feistiness and spunk too.
Yeah, you know, ideally, you know, obviously adding Trey as a fifth-year senior guy that had the experience, we thought he'd be the guy that would kind of bridge the gap to Riley's growth. And Riley has now really, really shown a lot of improvement. Obviously, you can see it in his play defensively and offensively. We're better when we have that four-man that can stretch the floor and shoot it like he does. And so that's why you've seen his minutes have increased because of his approach, his toughness, and obviously his skill set. And so, you know, obviously Trey contributed on Saturday night with some great defensive plays. We're going to still need him for the versatility that he brings. But Riley's a big piece of our future moving forward for sure.
And last but certainly not least, he's coming up here in a little bit. I want to try to get a little silly with Max. He seems like he could still have some fun here in a little bit. We'll do that. But just, Coach, I know it's expected to have guys improve from freshman to sophomore. But if I can be so bold, I mean, this improvement that he's made, I know Tim for our game notes, he's researching a stat about how many guys in the nation lead their team in assist, rebounding, and field goal percentage. There can't be many. But just speak to him as a guy and just what he has improved so, so much this year.
You know, it's really fun to see, JP. It's one of the joys, you know, of doing this job, of watching kids kind of blossom and come out of their shell. You know, Max was a terrific high school player. He was a very skilled big man, and we saw a lot of those things in him in high school. And then when you get to college, it's just different. And for especially for big men, it takes the speed of the game is just different. And, you know, last year he showed flashes. So we knew once again it was in him. He came back this year in terrific physical condition, and that made a big difference. He's able to run longer stretches of time, and then now we have adjusted our offense to even to put the ball in his hands a lot because I trust him, and he is a terrific passer. Our guys know to cut really hard when he has the ball because he's going to find them. And again, he fits that we over me mentality. He's almost unselfish to a fault sometimes. But he really showed some aggressiveness against UTEP, and I think that's why you saw the scoring numbers go up. And so, you know, we really count on him to keep improving.
And lastly, big things about ODU coming in. You got the two matinee games Friday and Saturday, the pattern that we become used to and the guys have become used to. But Jeff Jones, roll the ball out. He can coach anyone, Coach. So what does he do with this team, and who are the guys that have stood out for you so far?
Well, like always, you know, they're just big, physical, older group of guys. You know, that's what he tends to have, and that's why he's had such great success over a long period, you know. Tremendous respect for Coach and what he's done there. And we've come close. We've had some great battles with them, but we haven't beat them yet in my time. And to do that on Friday, we're going to have to be, you know, tougher like we've been and like we showed at UTEP. We're going to have to be able to continue to share the ball defensively, really, really, you know, dig in to rebound on the glass because they're so physical. But it'll cause major challenges. Malik Curry, in my opinion, is one of the top two or three guards in the league. Great length on the wings with Xavier Green. They got strong guys down low. I mean, they got really good players, and they can shoot it. They can score it inside. And like I said, Curry's a first team all league type of guy.
Thank you, Coach. This new format, we always adjust, and be talking to you for our pregame chat coming up Friday. All right.
Looking forward to it, JP. Thanks for having me, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, it's every week. Head Coach Scott Pair here. Rice Owls Insider taking that place of the Coach's Show. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the aforementioned Max Fiedler joining us here on Rice Owls Insider from Learfield IMG College.
No one wants to fight the traffic to and from the stadium or arena. You don't have to when you go Win. Win Transportation. Enjoy the game, not fight the traffic. Five people or 5,000. Win offers customizable group transportation with a wide range of motor coaches, minibuses, and vans, giving your trip an extra special touch. So when it's game time, remember, all you need is Win. Book at gowin.com, GOWYNNE.com.
Football fans are passionate, just like John Deere fans. And if you're a John Deere person, the name to know is Shoppas. In football, it's about calling the right plays. The right call for John Deere equipment is Shoppas. Shoppas has the right size track from the compact 1000 series all the way up to the 6000 series with financing available. Shoppas has great prices on lawnmowers and gators too. A John Deere is more affordable than you think. Google Shoppas at S-H-O-P-P-A-S. Shoppas, all things John Deere.
Rice fans, need a place to stay while watching your Owls play ball? Located just steps from campus is the Hilton Houston Medical Center. Visit us today at houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount. Again, that's houstonplaza.hilton.com or call 713-313-4000 to get that special Rice discount now.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. One of the big fellas for your Rice Owls in the pivot, going against Old Dominion coming up Friday and Saturday afternoon at Tudor Field House will be the one and only Max Fiedler, big 1-5. Max, how are things?
I'm doing well. Yep, glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, the first thing I wanted to settle with you, and this, I'm just kind of stream of consciousness, but I did write this note down. I mean, you're playing so well, you need a nickname. I've heard Baby Joker thrown out there, Mad Max. I mean, I just kind of made Big 1-5 up, but is there a nickname the guys call you that you don't like, but you have the full autonomy here, one you do like? What do you want to be called?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you coin your own nickname, you know, it's not the same thing. So I feel like it'll just have to come eventually, maybe.
Okay. They had Mad Max. Tim wrote it in the game notes, and I'm sure you know the reference there. But
yeah.
Anyway, so first off, like you're generous enough. So this is kind of repeating your practice questions from the other night. Very emotional win against UTEP, but just talk about getting the split on the road and just your team start here to conference play, winning through your first four games.
Yeah, you know, it was a good start. We got the home sweep against UTSA. So that gave us a lot of momentum. And then, you know, going into the first game at UTEP, you know, we thought we had opportunities, but we just didn't make the most of them. And then we came out that second game, really. I mean, if you can get a split on the road, that's you're in business pretty much. So, you know, we saw that we dropped the first one, but we locked in even harder and really made it a priority to we got to get the second game.
Now that you've and your teammates have had a couple weeks of this back to back, and y'all grow up playing travel ball, I mean, you're no stranger to playing, heck, I imagine two or three games in a day, different intensity levels, of course. But now that you've had a couple weeks of the back to back, is it as big a deal as some like me would make it out? Or what's it like from the player's perspective now that you've done it a couple times?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the next day you might be a little sore, feeling a little bit. But I mean, once the game starts, you know, you got kind of adrenaline going. You're not really even thinking about if you're a little tired or a little banged up from yesterday. You're just out there ready to play.
Coach talked about in the last segment how you came in some great shape. So managing COVID-19 and everything y'all had to deal with, what was a typical workout like? And even going back to Florida, I'm sure you did a lot in the offseason too. What was a typical day like for you before coming back to Houston and when you've been here?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was at home, a lot of stuff was closed, but I was really just trying to just make a priority to just be active every day, whether that was playing basketball or not, but just get out of the house, run, move around. You know, fortunately, I live pretty close to the beach, so I'd get over there, get out in the water, swim, surf, just try to move and be active rather than just sitting at house, sitting around doing nothing.
And now that you've gotten used to all the protocols and the distancing, one, how tough is it as a student going through this, if it's tough at all? I don't want to answer it for you. And then being an athlete, I mean, it seems like y'all have adjusted pretty well as a group.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for sure. You know, just sitting in my dorm on my computer all day during class, it gets a little boring like that. But I mean, it is what it is. You gotta make the most of it.
Where has the team gotten better so much? Because the record 9-3 speaks for itself.
I mean, I think we're all just really playing together. I think, you know, we're all unselfish. You know, we're not really caring about who does what. You know, as long as we get the win at the end of the day, everyone's kind of going home happy, regardless of whatever numbers they put up that night.
And Travis Evie has put up some big numbers recently. Talk about his addition to the team and kind of his makeup, because I mean, y'all in tandem, some nights together, other nights back to back. As a group, he's put up some good numbers contributing with you all.
Yeah, I mean, he's been killing it for sure. At least I know I was really excited when he got his waiver and he was able to play this year. I knew he'd really help us a lot. Yeah, he's a real good player.
Your scout, Max Fiedler, now. Talk about Quincy Olivari's transformation, how I know he went through some tough things in the offseason, as he's told me in other chats, but at the same time, Quincy is never going to be shy about anything. So I'm sure he's let y'all know. What have you seen him progress at most?
Yeah, I mean, his confidence is through the roof. You know, he's never seen a shot he doesn't like. And I'm glad he's out there taking them, because he makes big shots for us all the time.
So you scored almost as many points in the last three games, I counted it up, as you did all of last year. When you look back at freshman Max, what would you tell him about getting better and what you did to get better?
Really, I think it's all just a lot of it's just in your head. Just kind of relax. Don't get worked up about every little thing. You're going to make mistakes, but you just got to keep playing and have confidence.
And your first dunk was as a sophomore in high school. Am I remembering that right from an interview in the past?
My what?
Your first dunk as a sophomore?
Sophomore might be generous. Might be junior. Might be junior.
Okay.
Yeah, not too much of a high flyer. but, you know, just trying to get the 2 points and go play defense.
I love it. Even the we over me mentality that Coach Perro was talking about, y'all coming into this one. But who's my point kind of setting that up was, big guys, you're almost expected to do it and do it a lot. I'm sure you've heard it over the years, but just you have a favorite dunking big man or any dunkers, or do you lead that to kind of the more of the wings of the guards there?
Oh, wait, are you talking about like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, like NBA. Oh. I mean, I assume growing up, like any big guys.
Growing up, you know, I was a Magic fan, so watching Dwight Howard in his prime, that was always a good time. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
If you weren't playing college basketball, what other college sport could you come close to playing?
I feel like I played soccer all growing up, and I like to tell myself I was pretty good, but I don't know. Well, I don't know how that would go, but it was fun. I liked it for sure.
Okay. So you'd be keeper. I mean, I'm not much of a soccer aficionado. Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, that's about it probably.
We like you on the hardwood. We'll keep it there. Are you still an engineering major? Am I trying to get you another major you weren't? Or what's your major?
I'm majoring in economics.
Economics. Okay. See, I was trying to – all you Rice guys, it's either engineering or economics out of 50-50 shots. So what do you like about that? What's the toughest class, and what's one you've liked?
You know, I really like the math classes. I enjoy those, and I just thought economics was a cool way to kind of apply a lot of that stuff into some real world scenarios.
So we just had, I know you young folks don't have to worry about your metabolism, but we just had New Year's, you know, some resolutions. If you were going to have to make kind of a New Year's resolution, the one food, Mad Max or whatever we're calling you, the one food you have to give up, what would that be? Your one crutch food.
It's kind of funny. I actually do have one that's about that. It's I'm trying to eat fried food like no more than once a week.
Wow.
So yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I couldn't cut it out all the way. You know, I like some French fries here and there, but I'm trying to think once a week, and then eventually just kind of stop eating it as much.
Okay, but no other non-fried food that's kind of a vice, or when James orders it on the road, you're like, heck yeah, I'm eating all of that. Give me Quincy's. He doesn't need to eat, so.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like any other food you just have as a crutch, or, I mean, you're not a candy guy, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
probably French fries. That'd be it for me. That's one of my favorites.
So remind me, was it Dwight Howard? Was he your favorite player growing up too? You mentioned the dunking earlier.
Yeah. When I was little, for sure.
Okay. So you were finalist for Florida Mr. Basketball. Who else were you up against, and how in the world did somebody beat you? It seemed like you've made those strides. You're awfully good in high school. So,
yeah. I remember some of the other names on there were Vernon Carey, and he went to Duke, and now he's playing for Charlotte, I believe. There's some other guys on there. Oh, Darren Green, I believe he's playing for UCF. I've been tuning in a little bit. They've been playing good basketball. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm glad. I mean, that's all behind you. Nothing to do about it now.
Yeah, because I'm going to say, you don't seem like the type anyway to carry grudges with that kind of stuff, but it seems like you had a good piece of that. Obviously, Florida, stick up for Florida here. Florida, how good of a basketball state is Florida? Because we got a lot of guys from a lot of parts of the country here.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got, we only have two. Yeah. We got me and Trey are the Florida guys here. You know, we got a lot of West Coast people for some reason. I think it might be the coaching staff. I know they all have West Coast ties. There might be a little bias to them out there.
Hey, Max, thank you very much. Been fun getting to know you. I'm sure we'll be talking. This won't be the last time. So get back to working out or whatever you're doing, and we'll find that nickname here. It'll come to us, okay?
For sure. Thank you.
Max Fiedler of our Rice House. Stay tuned. Rice House Insider. Wrap up the show right after this.
Have no post-game plans? You do now. Head down the street to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village and relax over indoor and outdoor games, sports, and drink specials that a college student cannot refuse. All you have to do is bring your student ID to enjoy $2.50 domestic drafts. Also, don't miss out on our Monday college nights, as we've got $2 domestic drafts and $3 shots. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on all our upcoming events and specials. Little Woodrow's, the official Rice Owls game day headquarters.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
Big thanks to Dr. Joe Carlgaard, head basketball coach on the men's side, Scott Pera, and what are we calling him? Mad Max? Max Fiedler? Big 1-5? I don't know. We need to get a good nickname. Baby Jokic? I didn't even get into that. Baby Joker? I don't know. He says it's up to us anyway, but this Price House Insider every week brought to us by our friends at IBEW Local 716. So fun to be back doing these. Make sure you subscribe on your podcast outlet of choice. Leave us a 5-star rating. Give us some feedback if you have a question for the show. At any time, probably the easiest, more direct way, you can email me. You can find my email on the Rice website, jp.heath@ricesportsproperties. Or you can tweet me, shameless plug, on the march to 1,000 followers at Rice Owls Voice. But one of our coaches or Dr. Carlgaard, if you have a question for me to fire at them, we'll take them and give them back. But have a great rest of this day or night, depending on how and when you're listening. God bless. Go Owls. Rice fight. We will talk to you next time. Friday and Saturday, Rice and Old Dominion. Punch us up on the TuneIn app, RiceOwls.com, the Rice Game Day app as well. We'll talk to you next time here, Rice Owls Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, you've been listening to Rice Owls Insider, powered by IBEW Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Rice Owls Insider was brought to you by
The Parking Spot.
We have airport parking covered. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation on the Rice Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.